Bon dia, sóc Xavi Sánchez, professor de l'Institut Candelera. Avui, 17 de juny, en aquesta secció us parlarem d'un boxejador, Rubin Hurricane Carter. Un boxejador nord-americà, però que va ser detingut el 17 de juny de 1966 com a sospitós d'un triple assassinat, a Lafayette, a New Jersey. Aquell judici va estar ple d'irregularitats i prejudicis racials. Un jurat format plenament per blancs i que es basaven en testimoni d'uns lladres que després es van retractar, però el van condemnar a cadena perpètua. Bob Dylan es va assabentar d'aquest cas i li va dedicar una cançó, la que escoltarem avui, Hurricane, al 1975. Gràcies a això es va tornar a reobrir el cas, però el van tornar a condemnar. Finalment, després de rebre un suport molt gran d'importants líders de la comunitat negra i artistes de tot el món, el 7 de novembre de 1985 va ser alliberat perquè el jutge, davant l'evidència, va considerar que els drets de Carter havien sigut violats i que el càstig va respondre més al racisme que no pas a la raó. Més tard, el 1999, Denzel Washington va protagonitzar la pel·lícula The Hurricane. Aquesta història ha inspirat, com hem dit, la pel·lícula de Denzel Washington, però la cançó que escoltarem avui de Bob Dylan, i que comença així. Aquesta és la història de Hurricane, però no acabarà fins que no netegin el seu nom i li detornin el temps que ha complit a la presó. El van posar a una presó per ser campió del món. Amb tots vosaltres, Bob Dylan, Hurricane.
Shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying near this petty sea, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Petty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. A middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates, and Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. The wounded man looks up to his one dying eye,
story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the world. The ghettos on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the decks, the Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.